4th of July, there was a lot of fireworks, but Kim, maybe not in the wheat prices.
Well, you look at wheat prices, they've been trending lower. You know, we've lost about 41 cents in wheat prices over the last week, but it wasn't the basis. Now, the basis didn't decline 19 or 20 cents, depending on location, but we rolled from the July futures contract to the September contract. The September had a 19 cent premium to July, so they lowered the basis and kept the cash price essentially the same. All the lower price is because of a declining futures market contract price.
And what's causing that decline?
Well, you look, the world's just awash in wheat. You look at the WASDE that's going to come out July the 12th. It'll probably change these numbers. I expect world production will go higher, but the last numbers were 26.85 billion bushels. That's last year was a record 26.98, so we're nearing that record already. I think we'll probably go above that. You look at world-ending stocks. We're in a world market. It's 9.5 billion bushels. Last year, it was a record 8.9. The five-year average is 7.6. So we really need to take about 2 billion bushels out of ending stocks. That's not out of production, but out of ending stocks, just to get some significantly higher prices. You look at the stocks-to-use ratio. That's domestic annual use divided into the leftover stock or leftover wheat is 36%. Last year is 34. The five-year average is 29. The world is awash in wheat and prices are low and they're probably going to remain there.
Producers are sitting at the kitchen table now trying to plan out their strategy from here on out. What should they be focusing on?
Well, cash prices are below the loan rate in most counties. And I think that market assistance loan offers the producers a price floor. Mm-hmm. Now, the risk is storage and interest, which over a nine-month period is about 40 to 41 cents or 4 cents a month, a little over that plus interest. I think it offers them the opportunity to leave it in storage if prices, they get some money in hand, if prices go up, they can take advantage of those prices and pay off the loan. Prices go in the tank, they just turn over the wheat and the loan is forgiven. So I think they need to look at that MAL.
Okay, so is this happening in other crops as well?
Well, if you look at corn and sorghum right now in the panhandle for harvest delivered corn, it's a minus 30 cents, which is about $3.30 a bushel. Sorghum a minus 65, $2.95 a bushel. In Oklahoma right now, corn is, you're looking at, the rest of Oklahoma, minus 55, that's 305 a bushel. Sorghum is minus 90 cents, 270 a bushel. You look at those loan rates, the corn loan rate is 220. We're a long ways from that 220. You look at sorghum, the loan rate's $1.95 to $2 a bushel, somewhere in there. So right now, the corn and sorghum and soybean prices, if you look at beans, off the November contract, Panhandle's minus $1.05. So that'll give you $9.80. Oklahoma, it's the minus $0.75. That'll give you about $10. That bean loan rate is less than $5 a bushel.
How does that compare to wheat prices?
Well, if you look at wheat, for the most counties, we're below that loan rate. With corn, we're significantly higher than that. You look at sorghum, higher than the loan rate. You look at soybeans. The concern is that wheat was significantly higher than the wheat loan rate and came down to it because we had a massive wheat harvest. We have a massive corn and sorghum harvest that just tells you how much lower the prices could go to get to that loan rate. Doesn't look like they're going to do that right now, but it is a possibility.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.